Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate Game Week, people. For everybody this time. Not just some folks up in Kansas and Iowa, out in Stanford, California. I know Stanford's not a place, but you get it. And Hawaii. Nah. Everybody's playing.
Stanford's not a place?
I mean, it's a school, but it's not like a city. It's not like you go to Stanford, California.
There's a Stanford, Connecticut.
No, there's a Samford and a Stamford, but not a Stanford.
That's what I said.
No, you said Stanford, or I said Stanford.
I said Stamford.
Stamford.
I said Stamford.
There's a Samford College, too. Doesn't matter this game week. It's game week. There's games this weekend. Actual games. A lot of games. And that is why it is going. You know what? Let's just jump right in. Because it may or may not be an item at various points throughout the week. And when I say item, I mean one of the three things you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports, because you're going to the office. And if we're all being honest with each other, we're all just killing time to the weekend. We're all just killing time until we get to Saturday. We're all just killing time until Saturday. And realistically, Thursday night. Because I know you're all fired up about that big Boise State South Florida game. I know you're all jacked up about ECU v NC State. I know there's a lot going on Thursday, but we're all trying to just make it to Saturday.
Wow.
And also Friday, because you got like Auburn at Baylor, Georgia Tech at Colorado. Like, good name's Friday. But we're all trying to make it to Saturday. And we're all trying to make it at noon. And in order to kill some time between here and there, you're going to ignore your job, your responsibilities, your obligations. You're going to be coasting for that paycheck this week. Just trying to stave off boredom until Saturday. Well, Lonzo and I were here to help. We're here to help by letting you know what you need to know before you get to the office, because these things that we're about to talk about, these are the things you're going to talk about today to kill time until you get to tomorrow. Then we'll give you three more things to kill time until you get to Wednesday. We're going to do it every day this week at 7 o'clock a.m. We're going to do this.
Hi, guys!
The Rob Brown Show presents the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet, the top three sports stories you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports with your friends, your family, your coworker, your dog, whoever you might be talking about or with. This is what you will be talking about. I can do this, I promise. Stick with me. Item number one. It's game week. Have I said that yet? If I haven't, don't worry. I'm going to say it again right now, and probably again the next segment, and the segment after that, and the segment after that, and after that, and after that, and after that, after that, and after that, when we wrap up the show. It is game week in college football. We had five games go down over the weekend. Iowa State upsets Kansas State at 2.5-point favorites, were the Wildcats, and upset nonetheless as K-State had aspirations, maybe still do, but now they'll need a little bit of help. Aspirations of winning the conference, but Iowa State said, not so fast, my friend. Alali Corso, 24-21. UNLV knocked off Idaho State. K Kansas 31-7 winners over Fresno State. Western Kentucky, the Hilltoppers, knocked off Sam Houston State 41-24. And Stanford fell on the road, or ocean, airplane, I don't know. They went out to the islands, went out to the big island, and fell to Hawaii 23-20. Great job, Frank Reich. Now we wait till Thursday. Boise State at South Florida at 5:30 in the afternoon. Ohio at Rutgers. Lafayette at Bowling Green. ECU, NC State getting an ACC slate kicked off. 7 o'clock in the evening. Wyoming's at Akron. Central Arkansas at Mizzou getting an SEC team underway. Elon at Duke. The Pokes of Oklahoma State hosting UT Martin. Minnesota, The Golden Gophers with PJ Fleck. Rode a boat. 8 o'clock, they host Buffalo. Stephen F. Austin at Houston, UAB, Alabama State, Nebraska, Cincinnati. We got a slate on Thursday. Last game, Stony Brook at San Diego State. Get jacked up, people. That starts at 10 o'clock Thursday. Then on Friday, Tarleton State at Army. Michigan State hosts Western Michigan. Big rivalry game up there in the Glove State. App State is at Charlotte. I'm tempted to drive up there on a Friday night to go see Charlotte. I've never seen the 49ers play in person. Number 12, Illinois, will be at home in Champaign, Illinois to host Western Illinois. Auburn is at Baylor, just a 2.5-point favorite over the Bears. Georgia Tech, -4 on the road at Colorado. But we wait till Saturday because at noon on Fox, Texas is at Ohio State. Cuse is at Tennessee. Mississippi State at Southern Miss. I'm not going to go over the whole schedule. You already know what it is. We got Alabama at Florida State at 3:30 on ABC. We got top 25 matchup at 7:30 between the number 9 LSU Tigers taking on the number 4 Clemson Tigers. That one on ABC. Then we go to Monday when South Carolina in Atlanta plays the home team against the Hokies of Virginia Tech. And we wrap it up 7:30 p.m. on Sunday night when the Notre Dame Fighting Irish are down in Coral Gables. Miami Gardens at Hard Rock to take on the Canes.
I thought there was a game Monday.
There is a game Monday. That's when TCU is up in Chapel Hill to let Bill Belichick. The only game of the night on Monday night is Chapel Hill when North Carolina hosts TCU. Ladies and gentlemen, item number 1 on the water cooler cheat sheet. It's game week. You've made it. Our long national nightmare is over. We roll on into the good side of life because college football is bleeping back, baby. Let's get to item number 2. Speaking of long national nightmares, it wasn't a national nightmare. It was a long nightmare for one, Tommy Fleetwood. Tommy Fleetwood has been on the PGA Tour for 164 events. Tommy Fleetwood won 0 of those 164 events. In that run, Tommy Fleetwood had 30 top 5 finishes without a victory. That was the most on the PGA Tour in the last century. $33.4 million in career earnings, the most for a golfer ever who had not won on tour. 2 close calls in the past 2 months. Travelers Championship in Cromwell, Connecticut back on June 22nd, led by a shot going into the 72nd hole, but then 3-putted and lost to Keegan Bradley. St. Jude Championship in Memphis 2 weeks ago. Tommy Fleetwood had a 2-shot lead with 3 holes to play in the first leg of the playoffs, went 1 over down the stretch. Justin Rose beat J.J. Spawn in a playoff. Fleetwood tied for 3rd. It all came to its conclusion yesterday when Tommy Fleetwood finally picked up his first PGA Tour victory. Posted a 2-under-68 on the day, finished with an 18-under-72-hole score in the Tour Championship, was able to outlast Russell Henley and Patrick Cantlay at East Lake Golf Club to get the win in start number 164. I gotta tell you, I have followed the path of one Tommy Fleetwood. In fact, just a few weeks ago, when the playoffs began in the PGA Tour, Tommy Fleetwood was asked by a reporter, how would you sum up your season in your own words this year. And Fleetwood said, close, but no cigar. My man grabbed the cutter, grabbed the butane, and light that cigar up, Tommy Fleetwood. I am a dude. I'm a lifelong Saints fan who has always found himself gravitating towards the underdog. If there's a big game matchup on a weekend, I always find myself rooting for an upset, rooting for the little guy. Not that Tommy Fleetwood is a little guy or a nobody or a big-time underdog, but he's come close so many times that yesterday, as Tommy Fleetwood was going out, and he was just two strokes ahead of one Scottie Scheffler, I texted a buddy of mine who was a golf guy and said, do I even need to watch this? We know how it ends, right? And he said, yeah, yeah, we do. Because just like always, Tommy Fleetwood was going to get tantalizingly close and then blow it. And out of nowhere would come a Cantlay or a Henley or a Scheffler who would sink a dagger into the heart of Tommy Fleetwood on the 72nd hole. Not yesterday. As much as I was rooting for him, I mentally prepared myself to watch another meltdown from Fleetwood. That's not even fair, because it's not like Tommy Fleetwood has melted down. It's just that, like, every tournament, somebody comes out and does something stupid to take it from him. Nobody did yesterday. Tommy Fleetwood was able to stack up a handful of late birdies to keep the cushion that he built for himself. Congratulations. And I'm sure the $10 million paycheck probably didn't make the weight hurt anymore. Item number three. You know, I don't particularly care if you don't particularly care about this. I am enjoying this. You know, it's fun to root for the underdog. It's also fun to root for somebody who is different, who is doing things different, who acts different, somebody who breaks the mold just a little bit. May I introduce from stage left, the big dumper, Cal Raleigh, catcher for the Seattle Mariners. Name the big dumper because he got a big old booty. Cal Raleigh, in an 11-4 win yesterday, hit home run number 48. And then just a couple ABs later, launched big dong number 49. Cal Raleigh in one game set the single season home run mark for catchers. It was a mark that had stood since Salvador Perez back in 2021. His second home run set the watermark for backstops. He got the MVP, MVP chant. But that wasn't all. Cal Raleigh now also leads Major League Baseball in home runs overall. He's got more big dong than anybody else in MLB does. And with his ninth multi-home run game of the season, he has now passed Mickey Mantle for the most multi-home run games by a switch hitter in Major League history. Mantle set that record, and it has stood since 1961. Cal Raleigh now holds it, and here's what's even better. He's got nine. The record for multi-home run games in a season is 11. He just needs two more to tie it, three more to beat it, and he's got to take over a month to get it done. Cal Raleigh is fun to watch play, and I'm really intrigued because the Seattle Mariners refuse to die. They just won't go anywhere. I thought, in fact, said to Cody Decker on Saturday, the Seattle Mariners might be the most disappointing post-trade deadline squad. Why? Because the Seattle Mariners were the only team that I think was a consensus. Everybody thought that they were a winner at the deadline. Winner. of all the shows I have done, guest hosted, filled in on, zero people I spoke with did not have the Seattle Mariners listed as, if not a, the trade deadline winner. But they've been kind of iffy since then. In fact, 3-7 in the last 10. That 3-7 run has cost them the lead in the AOS. They now trail the Houston Astros. But a large part of that has because was because the bats went cold for Seattle. Sometimes all you need is to see one go in, as the old expression goes. Well, Cal Raleigh just went big dong twice in one game. If the bats wake up, courtesy of an alarm set by Cal Raleigh going big time, I think the Mariners can still win this division, and I think they deserve to. The Seattle Mariners are young, fun, energetic. I love this baseball team. Congrats to Cal Raleigh for jumping to the top of the board. All right, when we come back here in just mere moments from now, ladies and gentlemen, we got some college football. Let's take a look at some of the biggest matchups in week one. We spent some time back in hour number one breaking down Texas Ohio State. Let's talk about your two games, upstate South Carolina. Let's give our last week prediction and prognostication for Clemson versus LSU. Let's give our game week prediction and prognostication for South Carolina. We will do a look at those games coming up. We got John Blau with the Post and Courier joining us at 8:40. We'll get his thoughts on those games. Coming up in the next segment, however, I have asked and I will ask again. I want them on the record. I'm going to create a little document that we can look back at the end of the year. I am looking for you on the Hub City Spartanburger text line at 844-326-3663. I want, officially, on the record, saved in perpetuity, it's your opportunity to become a certified prime grade A ball knower here on the show. Give me your season-long hot take prognostication, the one that you want to attach your name to and be able to call or text or Zoom at the end of the year and say, Rob Brown, you told me I was crazy. You told me I was a lunatic, but bang, nailed it. 844-326-3663. What's your season-long hot take? I'll give you mine. We'll get those, and we'll take yours next on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Yeah, so I grabbed the slow song. My bad.
That's what I was waiting for right there. I was waiting for the kick. There's got to be a drop. You need a little drop, man. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. I am beginning right now a Google document that I will save to my Google Drive. That Google document. Oh, that's my phone saying I will create a document to save to Google Drive. No phone. I don't need you to do it. I'll do it myself. I'm creating a document right now, and that document is going to be made up and comprised entirely of things that you say right now. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is this. I would like you right now, and you can do so in one of multiple ways. You can do so by texting the Hub City Spartanburger text line at 844-326-3663. You can do so by joining us on our live stream at facebook.com/TheFanUpstate, TheFanUpstate on YouTube, TheFanUpstate on Twitter, The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on YouTube, or on Twitch, and leaving your comment there. You can do so by following me across any of the social media at The Rob Brown Show on Instagram, on Twitter, on TikTok, wherever, and dropping me either a comment or a direct message. Slide into my DMs, yo. I want your hottest hot take projection for the 2025 college football season. I am going to screenshot your projection, whether it is on text, in a social media reply, response, or DM, or in the Facebook chat, as I have done already with Zach, who showed up in the live stream chat and said his hot take prognostication is, quote, Gamecocks get a bye. Zach, if that happens, my man, number one, it's going to be awesome for us because there is a 0.0% chance we're not going to be out somewhere in public doing something live for that game if they catch a bye. But I would also be willing to wager that if the South Carolina Gamecocks catch a bye, it means the Southeastern Conference has been won by the Gamecocks of South Carolina. That would go directly opposite of where I am right now, which is I don't think this team is making the playoff. For your sake, I hope I'm wrong. For my sake, I hope I'm wrong. But I don't think that this team is making the playoffs this year. I think that they have the best quarterback under center that, and I think this will pan out at the end of the year, that the Gamecocks have ever had. I think that this is going to be potentially the best team that they've ever had. I think you're in an unfortunate spot. And I think that unfortunate spot is that the Southeastern Conference is really good this year. I think the unfortunate spot is that this conference this year is as good as it has ever been. And I think, unfortunately, while it might be the most talented team, I'll say if nothing else that you've had in a very long time, I think that you're just still not there. the type of team that this Gamecock team would need to be to compete with the teams I think will be competing for the conference, Texas, Georgia, and Alabama. You just don't have that on paper yet. If we were able to hybridize, sure, let's assume that's right, last year's defense with this year's offense, honestly, I'd have a little bit more confidence in saying this team sneaks into the playoff as number 11 or number 12. But the more I've looked at this team, the more I think, unfortunately for you South Carolina fans, the talent's just not there this year. And the unfortunate part about that is this. Unless either A, Lenora Sellers decides to stick around for another year, which maybe it does, right? Like, we've already had the conversation that took place after the interview with Lenora's dad when he got asked, why's your kid not going to another school where he could make a gazillion dollars in NIL? And the old man said, we're not in this for the money. And this is where he needs to be the best version of himself, which got a lot of Gamecocks excited. Now, that being said, I think Lenoris is probably doing just fine in the NIL department right now. There's a video going around on social of him rolling up into the Gamecock facility with about 10 grand worth of Beats by Dre headphones to give out to every member of the football team. I think he's fine. But we are talking about a defense that sent more draft picks than it's ever sent to the National Football League last year. That's got to replace effectively all those spots. And you are rolling back this year with basically three returning players from last year. Granted, one of them is Dylan Stewart, and Dylan Stewart is being labeled as the best pass rusher in the Southeastern Conference, which you better hope he is. But outside of that, defensively, I think you're in trouble. Wide receiver spot. You're fine if and only if Nick Harbor got rid of the dropsies. Now, he's a human cheat code in the EA Sports College Football video game, but that's a video game and this is real life. Did he cure himself of the dropsies? We'll find out. I just don't think the talent is there. I don't think it's a hot take even to say South Carolina's not making the playoffs this year. And the unfortunate part is, as I mentioned a couple of times, unless Lenoris looks at it and goes, oh, the Cleveland Browns have the number one overall pick. I don't want to go there, so I'll come back to college for one more year. I think the mistiming of having Lenoris and the team he is paired with is unfortunate. We'll see if I'm wrong. Joey texted the show. Joey said, hot take, I'm a Clemson fan. Cade goes out Q1 versus LSU, and Clemson goes 8-4. You know, I don't want to make prognostications based on injury. All right, if that's what you're saying. Now, if what you're saying is K goes out there, throws four touches in the first or four picks in the first quarter and gets benched, that's a hot take.
Who's the backup quarterback for Clemson?
Here's the hot take. And it doesn't matter.
Well, in the past, we knew because it was the next big thing.
The backup quarterback is Chris Vizzini, who has been talked about as the next Cade Klubnik for a hot minute now. Vizzini. After that, I don't know.
Is that what you want to be, the next Cade Klubnik?
Guys entering the year as the second shortest odds to win the Heisman. Now, again, I have also gone on the record.
If he lays an egg Saturday, that'll change really quick.
Probably. Sure, but then again, LSU's kind of a team, man. Like, I would also say, don't get caught up in week one knee-jerk reactions, right? Like, let's not get caught up in knee-jerk reactions in week one. If Ohio State or Texas loses in week one, unless they just get the doors blown off of them, I would not say.
That counts. You didn't see it.
But no, I did. I heard it.
Well, one of them will win. I mean, win, and one of them will lose.
Right. That's how football works.
Uh-huh.
That's why I said gets the doors blown off of them.
Oh, you didn't. Okay.
If Ohio State loses 42-3, then maybe we're having a different discussion. But if we're talking about a game that ends 27-24, 35-32, that's too early to say, oh, that team's out of the running. They're absolutely not. Both of those teams will still be in a very good position to win their conference and find their way in. I would say don't knee-jerk react. And I would say that is as important for Clemson in week number one, and honestly for LSU too. But it's as important for Clemson as it is anybody else. Do not knee-jerk react to whatever happens Saturday night against LSU. I would even say if you get the doors blown off by LSU, don't panic, don't overreact for a couple of reasons. Number one, as mentioned, still got the ACC conference championship ticket to the playoff out there in front of you. Number two, LSU is a good team, and their talent level is not the reason I'm out on LSU this year. It's all about their head coach. Now, if they blow the doors off of Clemson on Saturday, then my theory about LSU spiraling might be blown out the window, because part of it is predicated by, I think LSU might start 1-2, lose to Clemson on the road, go beat whoever you got in week two, turn around and lose to Florida at home in week three because the Gators ain't no joke behind DJ Lagway. Then I think we might start talking about Brian Kelly turning into a butthole and the team rebelling against him just a little bit. So with that being said, I think that knee-jerk reaction is as dangerous for the loser of LSU Clemson as it is for the loser of Texas Ohio State in week one. And the opposite way too, right? Like if you win that game against LSU, I would be very cautious about hitting the we're going to the chip victory dance in week one, because we have pointed out, yes, you will have gotten the can't beat the SEC monkey off Dabo's back 0-3 against that conference last year. But I would also point out, you still got the Gamecocks at the end of the year, and you still got that slate of ACC games right there in the middle that I've told you. You better be careful, because you might get snake bit looking ahead at some point in the season, and that's just as dangerous. So, what is your college football hot take preseason projection? I'm putting them on the record now. Kane is in, said if LSU goes engage 8 or cover 0, they will be cooked. I don't think you're going to see that out of LSU. We have talked a couple of times about LSU and what I think you're going to look at with the LSU Fighting Tigers. They are not going to go, I don't think, Kane, with an engage 8 or a cover 0. I think LSU is going to go a lot of 3-3 with a star player that is a roaming player somewhere. They may even go 4-3 with a star somewhere. That is a dude who is lined up at a different spot on the football field every time Clemson snaps the ball. And my question in that case is going to be, is Cade Klubnik ready for that? If they end up in a 4-3, and they end up in a spot where they are bringing a dude from somewhere different every time around, is the recognition as good as it's been? Is the response as good as it's been? That's going to be the big question mark. So we'll see where it goes. Joel texted the show and said, Cade can't hold Lenora Sellers' water this year. We'll find out. One of them is like 8-1 to win the Heisman, and one of them is like 18-1 to win the Heisman. And they're not in the order you just put them in with that comment, Joel. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Let's do about 6 minutes on Clemson LSU. A week, less than a week now until that game. Let's do about 6 minutes on South Carolina Virginia Tech. We'll really dive into that in the next hour of the show. College football wall to wall here on the Rob Brown.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Showing the fan upstate. All right, throughout the course of the show this morning, I will continue to ask for them, and I will ask you to continue to text them in. What is your preseason college football hot projection, prediction, prognostication? Texture says, Cade has better Heisman odds than Lenoris because of their schedules. Clemson plays LSU and South Carolina, and that's it. Thanks. We'll talk about that. Texture says, hot take, Lenoris Sellers will be a bust this year and won't live up to the hype. My reason? Teams have film on him now and he doesn't have rocket. That is from Clemson Bob. You good over there?
I'm betting. Okay. He's got Clemson on the front of his name. He's got Clemson on the front of his name. And he did. That was great.
He does.
That was great.
I don't know. I've already said, like, I think that there is one primary issue for Lenoris Sellers, and it's that while the hype is there around him, and I do think that in college football, a player can elevate a team. I just don't know that the talent is there around him to give him an opportunity to go compete for an SEC title.
And in all seriousness, has Cade lived up to his potential? I mean, has he lived up to the hype? What was his hype? Because he wasn't hyped as the second coming of any of the guys who have been there before and been successful. He's improved every year. But what was his hype? I mean, what was his expectations?
I mean, I guess I would ask Clemson fans to answer that. Here's what I do know.
I mean, do you expect every quarterback to come in and win the national championship? I guess you should expect that.
Here is what I would say. What I would say is, looking at last year and looking at the numbers that Cade Klubnik finished the year at last year, I would say whatever the hype was coming into the career of Cade Klubnik, I would say the expectations for him this year are as high as they've been for any other quarterback in any recent year.
What did he do last year that elevated him to the point where people think he's going to win the Heisman? Is it because everybody else graduated and so he's pretty good for the next crop? because those expectations haven't been there until this year. What kind of a leap has he taken to where he would deserve to be to win the Heisman Trophy?
3,639 yards, 36 touchdowns to 6 interceptions, and a QBR of 78.7. That's what he did. 12th best QBR in the country, a 36-6 tutty to INT ratio last year, and over 3,600 yards passing. And I think the argument is going to be all of that last year with a very mediocre set of wide receivers last year, which is upped this year. The expectations on that wide receiver room are as high as they've ever been.
Yeah, I do wonder, and Joel on the stream mentioned against who, I wonder when do you factor that in? Does it matter what the competition was?
I mean, I'm not going to say it doesn't matter, but I am also going to say there was no one in the ACC even close. Same competition, nobody in that conference even close.
Yeah, but that's kind of the point, though. I mean, it wasn't that his talent far exceeded, maybe it did, but it still was not, he was still not in the mouths of all the main guys talking about college football.
No, he was by the end of the year. By the end of the year, he absolutely was. Maybe he didn't enter the year that way, entered the year with a lot of questions. But I think by the end of the year, he was absolutely up there. I go to that loss against Texas in the national championship, or excuse me, in the college football playoffs. I don't particularly put that on Cade Klubnik. 26 of 43, 336 yards, 3 touchdowns and 1 pick. That's not on him.
I do believe progressively he's gotten better every single year, and there's no reason to believe that he won't this year also. But is he good enough in the big games? Is he good enough for the bookends? Is he good enough if they make it into the playoff? We'll have to wait and see.
I mean, yeah, sure.
And it's not just him, and I get that. But still, all the pressure is going to be on him.
Texter said, since you asked, Cade's numbers last year were comparable to Dylan Gabriel, and Dylan was a Heisman finalist. Again, correct. And I would have to make the argument that, and I'll jump out ahead Alonzo on this one, Dylan Gabriel did it in a Big Ten, which featured Michigan, featured Oregon, featured Ohio State. Cade Klubnik's primary competition was a 2-10 Florida State.
You forgot
Dave Dorn's NC State.
You forgot Indiana in there. There was some really good teams last year. But you know, this, the same could be said for just about any quarterback every year. All I've noticed is since I made fun of him a few years ago as a handoff machine, he's improved. I'm not taking credit for it, but I might. He's improved every single year. He absolutely has. So there's no reason to think that there's going to be a fall off for him. He should step up to another level. Is that Heisman Trophy level? We'll see.
I don't know how you can do a heck of a lot better than over 3,600 yards, a 36-6 tutty to pick ratio, and almost 80 QBR, and not be a Heisman.
And you
can
win a national championship.
No. I was going the opposite way. I don't know how you can have those numbers and not be a Heisman finalist, right? Like, I don't. If he puts up those numbers a second year in a row, I think he absolutely will be in New York City. And if he is in New York City with those numbers, I think there's a better than good chance that Clemson is back in the playoff this year. And the only question mark at that point is going to be, are they in as ACC champs? Are they in as ACC champs with a bye? Or are they in as an at-large because they were runner-up in the ACC because they got snuck up on by somebody in the ACC championship game? I will say this as a preseason take. Anything less than an ACC championship game berth, anything less than that is a failure of the season. Are we on the same? Is that too much? Are we on the same page? I think for Clemson this year, anything less than a berth in the Heisman, or excuse me, in the ACC championship game, anything less than an appearance in a title game in the conference this year is a failure. And the pressure, and I said this in my three big question series on my social media. I will have a couple more games coming up later on this morning. I asked three questions about Clemson with the acknowledgement that I was fighting to get three questions for Clemson. And I think that's why I say anything less than an ACC title game appearance. I'm not saying win, although I think a lot of you would. Anything less than an appearance is a failure this year. And so I was trying to figure out, like, where does the pressure come from? Where is there pressure that could hold this team back? And the only one I was really able to come up with, I guess I should say only two I was really able to come up with, is does Cade Klubnik live up to his pressure, A? And does Dabo Swinney view this as, and I don't think that he will, though I could be wrong, does Dabo Swinney view this the way that a lot of the rest of us view it, which is this year is kind of a referendum on whether or not the Dabo Swinney philosophy works. This is a referendum on whether or not Dabo's way of handling college football moving forward works or not. And so there's pressure on Cade to go back to being a guy who's going to throw for over 3,600 yards, a 36-6 ratio, and a 79 QBR on the season, 12th best in all of college football. And is there pressure on Dabo Swinney to prove that the philosophy works? Kane says the Heisman Trophy is subjective. I won't be upset if he isn't a finalist. I mean, I think it's okay to say it's subjective, and also I would be upset if he isn't a finalist, depending on what those numbers look like, right? Like if those numbers are improved from last year, if he goes for 3,900 yards, you know, a 40-5 TD to pick ratio, and 82% QBR on the season, and he does it, especially if I'm right, and he does it in an ACC that is indeed improved, I think it's okay to say it's a beauty pageant, but I'm still mad about it.
So you say.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
The improved ACC.
Like I just said, if I am correct about the ACC.
Okay, all right.
If I am correct about the ACC, and it is an improved conference, it is a better conference, and he puts up those numbers in it, then I think it's okay to say it's a beauty pageant, it is subjective, and yet I'm still upset that he wasn't there. But he's got to put up the numbers comparable to last year in order to get there. Will he? That's going to be the big question. Will he get there? Texter said Carolina better hope Sellers doesn't come out 10 of 23 for a buck 14 against VTech because they are a much better team than Old Dominion. Yeah, that was a game we had quite a discussion and debate about last year, because my take last year was that game was wildly disappointing. Wildly disappointing for the Gamecocks. And again, there's a lot of arguments about, you know, guys were hurt, guys were banged up, guys were unavailable, whatever. But I think it's a very fair point. I expect a better showing out of the gate. And this is one thing that I think is important for Carolina. I said this a little while ago. I am very hesitant. I try to be very hesitant about knee-jerk reactions from week one. Because especially with, and I think this is Carolina, especially with teams that are driven by, predicated on the offense, you got to have a week or two to really get it together. There is no preseason in college football. There is no tune-up like there is in the NFL to take advantage of. So if a team is going to be predicated as an offensive team, and realistically, I think until proven otherwise, it is fair to say and assume that the Gamecocks are. It's going to take some time. That being said, the pressure is in this game entirely on the Gamecocks. There is some pressure on Virginia Tech, but it's really on Brent Pry. Their head coach is on the hot seat. It is on Brent Pry. And that, to me, makes this game even more dangerous for South Carolina. You are a preseason top 16 team. If Brent Pry can take his Hokies into this game and win this game, that hot seat cools off dramatically for him, right? Like, this is a Super Bowl caliber game for them. But if they don't win that game, nobody's shocked. The pressure is on is entirely on you. And that tells me that I would not be surprised to see Virginia Tech regularly bringing the heat to Lenore Sellers. Like regularly bringing extra dudes to try to get him off the game. He is going to have his back against the wall. He is going to be up against it from snap one, game one, week one. No questions asked. So, we'll see how that plays out. We'll see how that goes. That Sunday game is massive. That Sunday game is huge against Virginia Tech because all the pressure is on you. Very little to none of the pressure is on Virginia Tech outside of Brent Pry trying to keep his job. We'll see how it plays out. We got a lot more of that. We need to get to a lot more that we need to talk about. Coming up in the next hour of the show, we will have John Blau at 8:40 to talk a little bit about the Clemson-LSU game. Coming up later on this week, by the way, and I will be setting this up today, probably on Thursday, we will go behind enemy lines. I'm going to have beat reporters from both Virginia Tech and LSU on to talk about those games from those teams' perspective. Looking forward to that. We got a lot to get to, a lot to talk about. But some of the things you will be talking about are the biggest news stories of the day. Some of the biggest news stories of the day are in Lonzo's Sports Flash.
And that includes the Atlanta Braves, who defeated the New York Mets yesterday 4-3. Bryce Elder held the Mets to 3 hits and 2 runs through 6, both runs coming off of Mark Ventos homer in the second. The Mets wouldn't score again until Juan Soto's RBI single in the top of the ninth. Atlanta had 8 hits, including 2 RBI singles from Sean Murphy and Jurickson Profar. After a series of near misses, Tommy Fleetwood recorded a win in the PGA Tour Championship in Atlanta yesterday. His first in his 164 starts on tour, Fleetwood picked up the FedEx Cup Championship and a $10 million paycheck with the win. Asia Wilson recorded her 19th double-double and her 10th 30-point game of the season in a win over the Mystics this weekend. Wilson finished with 36 points and 13 boards as she continues her MVP campaign.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com.
Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.